Destination Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Now, recently, we have seen the BAFTAs. We have seen all sorts of glitzy, glamorous award ceremonies, but they are nothing. They are nothing compared to the awards that we are going to talk about, the Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism Awards. So I obviously have the Ant and Dec of the shows. Would you two like to...
I was going to say Harrogate's Beyonce and Adele. Yeah.
But, well, you know, very, very similar. Very similar. Yeah. Hello. For people who don't know you, introduce yourselves, chaps.
Sorry, David Ritson from the Old Swan Hotel, and I'm chairman of Destination Harrogate.
And I'm Simon Cotton, the general manager of the Cedar Court Hotel and deputy chairman of Destination Harrogate. And between us, we organise the Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism Awards.
You've been doing it for quite a while. How long have these been going on?
This is our ninth year. We started, we put it all together in about 2008. 2009 was then our first year. So, 9 years this year.
Mm. Amazing. It's always been really, really successful. You know, the first year, just there was a way how popular it was and how people got behind it, and it's gone from strength to strength. And this year we opened nominations at the end of January. We've got over 500 nominations already. So things are really moving upwards.
Yeah.
And it's all about celebrating the best of what Harrogate has to offer, both, you know, food, drink, entertainment. And there are a couple of categories that you would like to particularly talk about.
Yeah, I mean, we're sort of slightly biased, but we think hospitality and tourism is the backbone of the economy of Harrogate. You know, when you look at how many businesses are reliant on those two things.
Who wouldn't want to come and stay in Harrogate?
Absolutely.
It's a great town.
Well,
I love
it's
it.
A very short queue, I imagine. Who wouldn't want to come here?
And I can imagine there's been loads of people come this week with Valentine's Day. I'm sure the bars and restaurants have been brimming with people.
That's true.
But you say it is award season, and these two awards we want to concentrate on. We want to see some nominations coming in. David,
Best Achievement of the Year, which is kindly sponsored by Blue Line Taxis.
What do you mean by best achievement?
Well, we talk about this could be an individual or a business, so it's either can be put forward. And it's somebody who's really made a significant positive change to enhance customer experience, or maybe they've grown their business against market expectations, something to do with tourism or hospitality, and really kind of made a fantastic difference, you know, as a team or as I say, as an individual. So that's the sort of thing we're looking for in a best achievement.
I'm always a bit nervous about giving examples because then people go away and look for some of the things, but you know, people who've put festivals on and brought people into Harrogate, people who've put events on and brought masses of people through into Harrogate. Those are types of things.
And people, individuals have been put forward for, you know, a sort of slight adversity in their jobs, you know, day to day, and they've overcome issues to achieve fantastic things and fantastic results. So it's quite a broad category. It's quite an open thing. And it's there for the winning this year, so get involved.
And is it the first time that Blue Line have chosen to work with this one?
Not at all.
Mostly all of our sponsors have been with us since the start, really.
Yeah, we're really grateful to all our sponsors, as David says. Yeah, the vast majority have been with us the whole 9 years, which is, I think, speaks volumes about the awards themselves.
Definitely, I came along last year. Fabulous event. Very, very good.
I
already know what I'm wearing. Already have worked that one out. So
you know what you're on for this
don't
year.
Worry.
Brilliant.
The biggest problem is dealt with. And the other one that you want to talk about, the other category?
It's outstanding customer service, which should speak for itself, I guess, and kindly sponsored once again by Leeds Bradford Airport. So thank you to the guys up there. But David,
it is what it says on the tin, isn't it, really? If you've been anywhere this week or if you've been anywhere recently where you've had, you know, really brilliant, personalised, excellent service, then we want to hear from you. Tell us a story about what it was, who was involved, where you were. And again, you know, the category's up for grabs.
And it's another one that can be entered by individuals. So if you see, you know, just one person giving you just that amazing customer experience, or you can put forward, you know, we're open to whole businesses being put forward. So if you have a favourite restaurant that you just think all the staff there, I can't single one out, they're all brilliant, then we want to hear about that as well.
Yeah, so this is open to managers and owners of restaurants and bars and places as well. They can nominate their staff, not just from customers, but from teams as well. So.
Okay. And then there are two awards that categories that you would like to hear more about. Do you want to do a quick rundown of the others, just so in case people think, well, I don't follow
this. We do.
This
grows every year, but
we've got some fantastic awards, starting with Waiter or Waitress of the Year, sponsored kindly by Harrogate Springwater.
And then Bar Person of the Year, sponsored by Matthew Clark.
And a hotly contested one, this one. Chef of the Year, sponsored by Sykes House Farm Butchers.
The next category is another one, which is, there's loads of campaigns going on at the moment about people who want to be the Team of the Year. It's sponsored by Platinum Print.
But also, we've got Harrogate Ambassador, which is sponsored kindly by Harrogate District Chamber of Commerce.
We have.
Was that the one that Sarah won last year?
She did.
Sarah Barry, Managing Director of Stray FM, was the winner.
Gosh, you're good
year.
At this, aren't you? That's a great link, isn't
yeah.
it?
It is. It was her birthday as well on the same night.
It was
night.
On the same night, yeah.
She was absolutely shell-shocked, wasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, so, it was fab.
And then we've got Newcomer of the Year, sponsored by Harrogate College.
And then we've also got our Unsung Hero Award. So somebody who's maybe a little bit behind the scenes, isn't always in the limelight, isn't always celebrated, but actually, you know, does a real great job in providing great service and supporting tourism. And that's kindly sponsored by Bidfest Food Service.
And then the two new awards we've got Restaurant of the Year, sponsored by Visit Harrogate. So again, this week, very topical. I'm sure lots of people have been out this week.
Mm-hmm. Being wined and dined.
And where they've been wined could be in the Bar of the Year. Kindly sponsored by Timothy Taylor's. But it's a new category this year, Bar of the Year. So open to all the pubs and bars out there. Get involved.
If people are thinking any of those categories, I know somebody to nominate, I know a group of people, how does the nomination process work?
So we've sent out forms and posters to all of the venues that we could think of in the district. You can get voting forms from the TIC, Tourist Information Centre in Harrogate. Mm-hmm. And of course you can go online to www.destinationharrogate.co.uk.
Yeah.
And are we allowed to know any sneak preview information about the night itself?
Yes, it's on the 5th of June.
At the Royal Hall.
That's about as much as we're giving away. We always have, as you're probably aware, Beth, we always have a little theme, a little bit of fun and games around during the meal itself. Obviously, once we start the awards, that's a very serious bit about who's the winners, and that's what it's really key all about. But actually, just during the welcome and during the meal, David and I...
Very, very light-hearted.
And we've got an idea for this year, but it always, always remains completely under wraps, of course.
Okay, all right then. Thank you very much for both coming in, and a huge good luck, and get nominating for everybody across Harrogate.
Please get involved, Voting carries on till the 31st of March.
Destination Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.